Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to begin his two-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir this afternoon to launch development projects worth 1,500 crore rupees in the Union Territory. Death toll rises to 35 in Hooch tragedy in Tamil Nadu's Kallakurichi district. State government announces ex gratia of 10 lakh rupees for bereaved families, forms inquiry commission. Patna High Court scraps Bihar government's decision of increasing reservation for backward classes from 50 to 65%. Incessant rainfall lashes several parts of Mumbai and its suburbs, national capital region to get relief from scorching heat. And in T20 World Cup, England beat hosts West Indies by 8 wickets in St. Lucia, India to take on Afghanistan in Barbados this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Srinagar this afternoon for a two-day visit to the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. During his visit, he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate 84 major developmental projects worth more than 1,500 crore rupees in the Union Territory. Our correspondent reports that the visit will draw global attention, with its highlight being a yoga program to be organized in Srinagar on the occasion of the 10th International Yoga Day tomorrow. This is the first visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir after being elected for a historic third term. Around 7,000 people are expected to attend tomorrow's yoga sessions at the Sher-e-Kashmir International Convention Complex, located on the banks of the world-famous Dal Lake in Srinagar. More from our Srinagar correspondent.
The inaugurations will include projects related to road infrastructure, water supply schemes and infrastructure in higher education. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for projects like the improvement of the Chinnani Patni Tapnashri section, the development of industrial estates and the construction of 6 government degree colleges. Mr. Modi will also launch the Competitiveness Improvement in Agriculture and Allied Sectors JKCIP project worth ₹1,800 crore. The project will be implemented in 90 blocks across 20 districts of Jammu and Kashmir. During the visit, PM Modi will participate in the Empowering Youth Transforming J&K event at Sher-e-Kashmir International Convention Center in Srinagar. Mr. Modi will also interact with young achievers of Jammu and Kashmir and distribute appointment letters to more than 2,000 persons appointed in government sectors. Tomorrow, Mr. Modi will participate in 10th International Day of Yoga event at SKSCC Srinagar and will address the gathering on the occasion. Sunil Kohl, Akashvani News from Srinagar.
Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha has expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for selecting Srinagar as the place for organizing the 10th International Day of Yoga. He also expressed happiness that women and girls will also participate in large numbers during the yoga sessions tomorrow. In Tamil Nadu, 35 people died and more than 100 are undergoing treatment at various hospitals following a Hooch tragedy in Kallakurichi. Those who fell ill after consuming spurious liquor yesterday have been hospitalized at various hospitals in Kallakurichi, Salem and Jipmer in Puducherry. An additional number of 48 doctors have been called to assist the district hospitals in treating the affected. District Collector of Kallakurichi, where the incident happened, has been transferred and 10 other officials, including the DSP, have been suspended. The accused bootlegger has been arrested and 200 litres of illicit liquor has been seized from him and sent for examination. The state government has moved 7 SPs and 1,000 policemen to Kallakurichi. Tamil Nadu government has announced an ex gratia of 10 lakh rupees for the bereaved families and 50,000 rupees for those who are under treatment at the various government hospitals. Expressing shock and extending sincere condolences to those who lost their lives in the incident, State Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has said that the government will take strong action against the offenders on the issue of sale of illicit arak. After meeting with the senior ministers and top officials today, Mr. Stalin said an inquiry commission has been formed to look into the irregularities and said all efforts have been taken to provide treatment and utmost care to the affected. Speaking to the media in Kallakurichi last night, Tamil Nadu Health Minister M. Subramaniam said the deaths occurred because of high methanol content in the liquor. In Bihar, the Patna High Court today struck down the state government's decision to hike the reservation for backward classes from 50% to 65% in government jobs and educational institutions. A division bench of Chief Justice K. Vinod Chandran and Justice Harish Kumar had reserved its judgment on the 11th of March this year after hearing a bunch of writ petitions challenging the constitutional validity of the increase in the quota from 50% to 65%. After the passage of bills in the state legislature, the state government had notified rules of related acts in November last year aimed to raise the reservation for backward classes, extremely backward classes, scheduled castes and scheduled tribes, SCs and STs. With existing 10% quota for economically weaker sections, EWS, the percentage of reservation quota was increased to 75% in the state. The Jharkhand government has taken a decision for a comprehensive caste-based survey in the state. This decision was taken at a cabinet meeting which was chaired by the Chief Minister Champai Soren. Mr. Soren has instructed the personnel department to draft a standard operating procedure for conducting the survey. A Delhi court today reserved order on the bail plea of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case connected to the alleged liquor policy scam. Vacation judge Nyay Bindu of Rouse Avenue Courts reserved the order after Additional Solicitor General S.V. Raju, appearing for the Enforcement Directorate ED, concluded submissions on behalf of the probe agency. The court also reserved order on Kejriwal's application to allow his wife to join proceedings through virtual mode when he is examined by the medical board. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023, will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, you can download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store. This app serves as a comprehensive guide, providing complete information about the new criminal laws at one place.
Welcome back to the Midday News. As people in the national capital and other parts of the northern India continue to reel under intense heat wave, Delhi's Safdarjung Hospital has reported 13 deaths related to heat-related illnesses, HRI, in the last 24 hours. The hospital has also reported 33 HRI-related cases of hospitalizations. Delhi's RML Hospital had reported 9 deaths till yesterday. Other major hospitals in the city have also reported a spike in the HRI cases. The Health Ministry yesterday issued an advisory for state health departments, asking them to ensure preparedness and timely response in the face of above normal maximum temperatures causing heat-related illnesses. Amid unprecedented heatwave in the national capital over the last 2 weeks, people in different parts of Delhi are grappling with acute shortage of water. Several areas in the city have little or no water supply, forcing people to rely on water tankers and bore wells. Water scarcity in the capital is caused by lower water levels in the Yamuna River and technical issues at important water treatment plants. The water shortage has also led to protests and political confrontations. The Aam Aadmi Party AAP government has accused Haryana of not releasing Delhi's share of water. The Intermeteorological Department has forecast light to moderate intensity rain and gusty winds in many places in the national capital region today. It also said heatwave conditions will abate in the upcoming few days with the incoming monsoon and thunderstorm conditions in northwest, east and central India. Talking to Akashwani News, IMD scientist Soma Sen Roy said, as the eastern arm of the southwest monsoon extends, heatwave will reduce in most parts of the country except Uttar Pradesh.
Heat wave conditions. We had issued red alert yesterday also, but today, after the thunderstorm activity in the west and the activation of the easterly flow of the eastern arm of the southwest monsoon, the heat wave conditions are significantly reduced throughout the country. Along with this, of course, western disturbances will be affected for today and maybe up to tomorrow morning, after which we will see freezing temperatures over west northwest India. However, heat wave conditions may not recur very much during the next 4 to 5 days.
Several parts of Mumbai and its suburbs have been witnessing incessant rainfall since last night. Mumbai city witnessed nearly 20 millimetres, the eastern suburbs witnessed over 29 millimetres and the western suburbs witnessed more than 59 millimetres of rain between yesterday and this morning. The Indore Meteorological Department has sounded a yellow alert of moderate rain for the city, while the IMD has issued a red alert for Palghar district and an orange alert for Thane district. The IMD has issued a yellow alert for Raigarh, Ratnagiri, Chandrapur and Gadchiroli. After a warning by the Met Department about heavy to very heavy rains in Kerala this weekend, seven NDRF teams have left for Kerala from its headquarters at Arakonam, Tamil Nadu. The teams, led by the Deputy Commandant Sankara Pandyan, have left for Kerala following the request of the state government. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav participated in a saplings planting program under Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam in Surajkund area today. The program was organized by officers and staff of the ministry. The minister also visited the exhibitions showcased at the event. Addressing the event, Mr. Yadav appealed to people to plant more and more trees.
पीपल है, गुलर है, जामुन है और जो झाड़ वगैरह भी है, करोंदा वगैरह के बेर है, ये जो सारे पेड़ हैं, इन पेड़ों को लगाने के लिए हम लोगों ने पूरे देश भर में एक अभियान छेड़ा और एक पेड़ माँ के नाम अभियान में हम ये चाहेंगे कि जिले के डीएफओ इस बात का जोर दे कि जो उनकी नेटिव स्पीशीज है, जो पेड़ दिल्ली में लग सकता है वो पेड़ आसाम में दूसरा होगा, कश्मीर में दूसरा होगा, तमिलनाडु में दूसरा होगा, हम उसी प्रकार से बीजों का वितरण करें कि नेटिव स्पीशीज पे हम ज्यादा जोर दें। प्रकृति का कोई पेड़ ऐसा नहीं है, कोई पौधा ऐसा नहीं है जो मनुष्य के काम ना आता।
Speaking on the occasion, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena said the temperature in Delhi is going up and the water level is lowering day by day, which is alarming for all of us. Mr. Saxena appealed to people to be a part of the campaign and plant a sapling. Preparations are in full swing across the world and in India for the International Yoga Day to be celebrated tomorrow. The Indian Embassy in the US organized a yoga session in Washington for tomorrow. Emphasizing the global reach and popularity of yoga, Deputy Ambassador at the Embassy, Supriya Ranganathan, noted that the ancient practice of yoga has traveled far and wide following its inception in India, and today there are hundreds of millions of followers of this discipline around the world. Our West Asia correspondent reports that the United Arab Emirates is set to witness a wave of yoga enthusiasm centered around the theme, Yoga for Women Empowerment, tomorrow. The Indian Mission in Dubai is preparing to welcome around 4,000 people for a rejuvenating yoga session at the iconic World Trade Center on Saturday. The event promises to be a grand celebration of the ancient Indian practice. In Bangladesh, the High Commission of India will hold the Yoga Day at the Mirpur Indoor Stadium, Dhaka, tomorrow. The High Commission of India has roped in Bangladesh Yoga Association, Quantum Foundation, Joysan Yoga, Bangladesh Yoga Sangha and ITEC Yoga Alumni Association of Bangladesh to take part in the Yoga Day program. In T20 Cricket World Cup, England defeated West Indies by 8 wickets in the Super 8 Open at St. Lucia today. Chasing a challenging target of 181, England cruised to victory with full salt, remaining unbeaten on 87 and Johnny Bairstow contributing a rapid 48 not out of 26 balls. Their unbroken partnership of 97 off 44 balls sealed the win with 2.3 overs to spare. This evening, the inaugural champions India will take on Afghanistan at the Kensington Oval in Bridgetown, Barbados. The match will start at 8 p.m. Akashwani will broadcast live commentary of Indian and Afghanistan match. Domestic benchmark indices BSE, Sensex and NSE Nifty opened marginally higher today. The NSE Nifty opened 15 points higher, while BSE Sensex opened 61 points up. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to begin his two-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir this afternoon to launch development projects worth 1,500 crore rupees in the Union Territory. Death toll rises to 35 in Hooch tragedy in Tamil Nadu's Karlakurichi district. State government announces ex-gratia of 10 lakh rupees for bereaved families, forms inquiry commission. Patna High Court scraps Bihar government's decision of increasing reservation for backward classes from 50 to 65%. Incessant rainfall lashes several parts of Mumbai and its suburbs, National Capital Region, to get relief from scorching heat. And in T20 World Cup, England beat host West Indies by 8 wickets. In St. Lucia, India to take on Afghanistan in Barbados this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.